wanted to share some ideas that I think is such a good thing. And one of the wonderful things I love about having something to do is everything changes when you have something to do. And if you're excited about it, gives you new possibilities. And one of the things I'm really thankful for is to just be at the beginning of something that I'm certain is going to be really big. Already, just the 4 months I've been with Amplify and having really, really awesome products that are fun to talk about. And wow, we really have something special. And one of the thoughts I was just thinking about with some other people discussing is that we don't have just one amazing product. As an example, we were down at the Alternative Labs. That's the name of Kevin Thomas's big laboratory that has over 100,000 square feet under the roof and all kinds of just the latest and greatest in manufacturing facilities, makes really cool stuff, and Amplify is his major company. But happened to be there with Gary Samuelson, and we were just asking him questions at the end, and he just commented that Gary Samuelson and his product, the silver, is the real deal, and that you could build a big company out of that product alone. Well, I think about that with the zeolite. I think about that with Earth. Certainly the gut health triad. All of the stuff we have, essentially, there's seven life-changing, game-changer products that we have, and then you add that to being in a growth environment with a brand-new company, incredible vision, a pay plan that pays better than I've ever seen, put everything together and brand-new, and with the opportunity of brand-new, but without the risk, because we're guided by somebody that's done this before, knows what to do, also knows what not to do from experience, and it's just such a cool thing, and it's so simple to build this business. Now, one of my thoughts, I was just listening to Brian Tracy this morning, and he's got a great album called The Luck Factor, Luck, and what is luck, and he talks about just this mental picture. Imagine, if you will, somebody, and they're taken into a darkened room, and so all the lights are off. They don't know why they're in the room, but they're just going to do a little experiment. And then they're told that on one of the walls is a dartboard, and they're handed darts. And so, throw. Well, if you were in this darkened room, you didn't even know which wall the dartboard was on. You've got darts. How good would you be? However, with luck. Now, here's the interesting thing. If you flip a penny, it's going to come down somewhere, either heads or tails. But if you flip it often enough, now with a dart in a room and a dartboard that's much, much smaller, the probability is even lower than just 50-50. It's way, way low. However, if you continue to do it again and again and again, sometime, certainly, if it just kept going, we'd be able to hit the dartboard. Now, the thing that I think is really awesome is, okay, let's turn the lights back on. Not only have the lights on so you can see where you're throwing, but what if you had some people that really knew how to do this and they actually coached you? People that really could play darts in tournaments and stuff like that, showed you how, and you had the very best equipment, everything, how would you do? Well, if you did much at all, pretty soon you'd be hitting the board, and pretty soon you'd probably get a bullseye. And that's what I love about this right now, is to be really successful, it's not just blind luck. It's deciding where you want to throw, and then just doing it, and doing it, and doing it. And in the case of this business, we got something really fun to do. It's a fun game because so much of success and happiness is all about our relationships. It's just connecting with people, you can't have too many friends, and then sharing a story that a lot of people, it could change their whole life. And so I've got a book, and if you happen to have a pen or want to give me a call later on, this is a really, really amazing book, and it's called The Power of Five. It's written by John Maxwell. Now, if you go to Amazon, you're going to see I think he's written perhaps 100 different books, but this book is only available through Maxwell Power of Five, the new number five, MaxwellPowerOf5.com, and it's $15, and it's a little book, and I'm thinking, why is this all by itself? Well, it's actually a compilation. It's a fascinating book where he reached out, and he loves network marketing, by the way. I live close to Spokane, and for years he would come here every year and speak at a big, big gathering of thousands of network marketers. And I actually got to have lunch with him once because he was in this area. But an amazing guy. This is perhaps one of his very best books, but it's a book where he interviews and collaborates, and he talked to these top 10 people in this arena, and ask them, what is the key to success? What is it you do? Going back to luck, if it's just blind and you think, well, I'm just going to get up and wander around without knowing where to go and what to do, that's what's wrong with too many people. If you look at somebody that's really successful in any area of life, they're doing certain things a certain way, and if you learn what it is they're doing and you do the same things enough times, you'll get the very same results. And so think about this amazing book that you can get for $15, interviewing the top people and step-by-step all of the qualities. And one of the things I'll just kind of share with you today is the idea of connection. And he talks about his own personal experience. Now, when John Maxwell was in seventh grade, he came across a book called How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. Now, oh my goodness, I didn't know anything about people. I was super shy. That kind of stuff came way in my late 20s. I'm a very late bloomer. Here's a guy, 7 years old, I mean, excuse me, 12 years old, and going into this kind of stuff. And wow, not only that, he began to underline a lot of these thoughts, and he still reads it over and over and over again. And so here's just a few notes that he takes out of that particular book. And if you don't have that book up, get that book, because if you really think about it, success, indeed even happiness, all of those things involves other people. When you think about business, business is people. We're in the people business. And word of mouth, building relationships, essentially this business is just believing in something enough where you just organically, naturally want to share it with the people that that you care about. And so here's going back to how to win friends and influence people. Here are some points. The rare individual who unselfishly tries to serve others has an enormous advantage. Say that again. The rare individual who unselfishly tries to serve others. Now, why is that rare? But it should be. This is, should be something we all do. This, the thing I love about this business and reading all of it about this stuff is it helps us become the kind of person we ought to be anyway. So we should develop this idea, is just lose ourselves in others. People can feel that, whether we're trying to do it for us or for them. So unselfishly lose ourselves and try to serve others, and then we just inherently have an enormous advantage. Okay, here's another thought. A person's name is the sweetest and most important sound in any language. This is a thing that we really need to develop, is learn names. And when we meet somebody to help us remember, use their name. You can't say it too many times. And so... kind of think about that. Learn names and use them. Okay, success in dealing with people depends on a sympathetic grasp of the other person's viewpoint. Wow. Understanding another person's viewpoint. Okay, here's another thing. To be interesting, be interested. I think this is one of the most important things is, and I'll just enter a thing that stuck in my mind when I was reading that book, is Dale Carnegie talks about being at a social gathering, and he met a lady. He had never met her before. She didn't know him or anything about him, and his just normal who he is took over, and he just asked her all about herself, and she talked about that, and he listened. And anyway, it was interesting that later on when she knew who he was, she commented to several different people that Dale Carnegie was the most brilliant conversationalist that she'd ever met. And he didn't hardly say anything. He just was interested in her. That, I think that's one of the most wonderful things. And so don't be in a hurry to just think, I need to tell my message. I got to go out there and talk to everybody about what this is. Take a moment, especially if you're developing new relationships and new friendships, if you're reaching out to people that the whole thing is, number one, is just get to know somebody. And so that's fine. Okay, talk to someone about themselves and they'll listen for hours. Well, that fits right into it. So talk to someone about themselves and they'll listen for hours. Okay, so here's just in this book some things that I've highlighted. People can usually trace their success and failure to the relationships in their lives. Wow. Would that fit into network marketing? A lot of us have heard that the probably more accurate term of what this is, it's relationship marketing. That's my favorite way to describe what we do, is just building relationships. And we're united by having this fun stuff to share. Okay, finding, connecting, and developing relationships with others, that's what this whole business is about. That's what this is. Finding, connecting, developing relationships with others is the key to success. Okay, I'm just going to go through. Okay, he talks about after reading over and over again How to Win Friends and Influence People, he started learning some stuff. And so he later wrote a book called Winning with People. And so I'm just going to share a few of the principles that he talks about. These are kind of fun. Okay, the lens principle, Michael Lenz. Who we are determines how we see others. So, wow, we look at other people through the lens of who we are. Okay, the hammer principle. I never use a hammer to swat a fly off someone's forehead. Oh, okay. A lot of these are descriptive and you could elaborate on it, but I'm just going to go through the thing. The elevator principle. We can lift people up or take people down in our relationships. The big picture principle. The entire population of the world. Okay. Now, okay, think about this. The big picture principle. Thinking of the entire population of the world with one minor exception is composed of others. Wow, isn't that fascinating? The charisma principle. People are interested in the person who is interested in them. The bedrock principle. Trust is the foundation of any relationship. Trust is bedrock, isn't it? The Bob principle. Okay, I love this. I'm thinking of someone in my mind right now. The Bob principle. Okay, when Bob has a problem with everyone, Bob is usually the problem. It kind of reminds me of another way to say that. There's a person who was complaining that people were such bad drivers that because they'd been in 7 car wrecks just that month. And let's see, what's common with all of those? So, okay, the gardening principle. All relationships need cultivation. The patience principle. The journey with others is slower than the journey alone. Okay, you might be able to move fast, but here's the big thing, is that you can't do a lot of great things all by yourself. To do big things, you need more people. The high road principle, when we go to a higher level, that's when we treat others better than they treat us. Wow. Shouldn't we do that? Shouldn't we be just acting who we should be anyway? The boomerang principle. When we help others, we help ourselves. That's just an automatic thing. Now, all of these things, I think, are really important. And when I think of the boomerang principle, I think of Zig Ziglar. If you help enough other people get what they want, you'll automatically get what you want. And I think that's a wonderful philosophy, but it shouldn't be thought of as just a shortcut strategy in your mind. I'm thinking, well, what can I do so I can get something? I think that would be a very shallow way to live your life, but just let go and truly have those thoughts that I really want to help and serve other people, and you can't help but have that happen. It's a wonderful principle, not a good thought if it's just manipulative. So all of these ideas, we want to just really become the kind of person that we want to become, all of these qualities, and then we'll start attracting the right people. So the partnership principle, working together increases the odds of winning together. So learning to work together. So anyway, he's got lots of important things. I'm just going to read a couple other things I think really important in this day. And I'm really just consciously thinking, this is something I need to really work on, because we live in a world where it's so easy, where billions of dollars is actually spent to addict you to them, to get you. We live in an information age, and I almost think it's more accurate, we live in a disinformation age. But everybody's trying to get your eyeballs and ears and get inside your head. And so one of the big things is just learning to concentrate and focus. Let me kind of go on to an idea right here. The power of connection is the power to make someone else feel heard, to make them feel that they matter. But connection also creates opportunities to help someone grow and succeed. Isn't that a cool thing? And that's the kind of the life purpose of John Maxwell. I've heard him put that, and I thought, oh, I like that so much, I'm just going to make that my own. And essentially what it is to add value to other people. I think that's why we're here. And so almost everything we become and accomplish in life is with and through people. This is such a good principle. Wow. Almost everything we become and accomplish in life is with and through people. Therefore, ability to connect and create relationships with others is the most important skill that we can learn. I think if that's all I said this morning. That would be it. And then just learn to do that. Such a big thing. And these are things that we can learn. This is a book that can teach us a lot of that thing. Just value other people. Realize that just ourselves is too small a number to achieve real greatness. We need to just get out there and take advantage of this wonderful privilege we've been handed to be in a business that has all the stuff to really go out and add value to a whole lot of people. I look at it as a tool also. I think of that famous Archimedes story, you know, give me a lever big enough and a fulcrum in which to place it, and I can move the world. And that's what we have right now. We can move the world with this. We can amplify our ability to do good. We can leverage ourselves and move the world by teaching people to teach people. Fundamentally, find three really good people as customers and as partners, and then teach that to other people, and then just do it again and again and again. The light is on. We know where the board is, the dartboard. We've got an infinite number of darts. We've got coaches to show us how to play, and challenge you to go out and get some bullseyes and throw. Let's go for it. So much love to all of you, and excited you're on the team. Let's go make this happen. Take care.